Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. And before we get into this episode, I wanted to do a little PSA and remind you that I put out multiple shows a week of Old Time Radio Westerns. You can check them out by going to otrwesterns.com or looking up OTR Westerns on your podcast application of choice. We're releasing over 10 episodes a week so far, about 100 a month. So definitely want you to check that out. Again, otrwesterns.com and check it out. I also wanted to invite you to check out my sister podcast site, OT Netcast, and that's N-E-T-C-A-S-T. So OT N-E-T-C-A-S-T, Netcast, otnetcast.com. We're currently releasing mystery genre shows, and this is shows like The Shadow, Escape, Suspense, and The Whistler. And we have plans on bringing other shows to the network for you guys to listen to. So it's my non-Western old-time radio channel that I can kind of do other genres that not only I like, but hopefully you would like too. You can check us out by going to otnetcast.com or searching O-T-N-E-T-C-A-S-T on your podcast app of choice. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates December 19th, 1945, and the title is By Weight of Numbers.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hail Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
The letters M.W. represented the Many Waters Ranch, but they also stood for Minnie Watterson, who owned the outfit. There weren't nearly as many M.W. steers as there had been at one time. The ranch had been through hard times that threatened to get worse. Minnie hadn't been able to pay salaries for a long time. Only two men remained, two loyal old men who were willing to go on working without pay. One of these was Baldy Vernon.
Who'd jump in Junebugs?
Baldy stared as two men approached. One was an Indian. The other wore a mask.
Like he's not an outlaw. Here I stand without a gun. Jumping June bugs. The best thing I can do is vamoose.
Hold on there.
See me. Oh, my sick lad.
I'm going to speak to you.
Look here, mister. I ain't got nothing you want. I got nothing worth stealing. Please, mister.
Say, big fella. Take it easy, old
there ain't a doggone thing here that be any good to you. Honest, you ain't. We got nothing at all.
You're mistaken about that.
But we...
How don't I'd like water for our horses?
We got no money. What's that you say? Water?
Yes, that's all.
Oh, sakes alive. If water's all you want, that's easy. Jumping June bugs. Water's about all that's left on the Many Waters Ranch.
Many Waters? Is that what the MW brand stands for?
Yep. Also means Minnie Watterson. She's a boss.
I see.
I thought she was a thief or something on the kind of the mask. Maybe you're a thief or something.
No, I'm not a thief.
You wasn't sent here by Jed King, was you?
Jed King? I never heard of him.
What? Never heard of King? I reckon you and the Redskin must be strangers in these parts.
We are.
Who, King fella?
The orneriest, greediest, schemingest coyote that ever lived.
Oh, what about that water? Our horses are mighty thirsty.
Oh, sure thing. Just lead your horses this way. I'll lead you right to it.
Good. Come on, Silver. Easy, fella.
Yeah, water's about all we got left on this Stovian outfit. We got a plenty of water. Too bad there ain't cattle enough to use it. Got her feeding into a trough right over here by the house. See that trough?
Yes.
Built that myself when old man Watterson was alive. It's about the only thing left around here that's any good. House is stove in. The sheds ain't no good. The grub ain't what it should be. That's Minnie.
While you're talking about the bad shape we're in, you might put in a word about the two no-account waddies I got in you and Lou.
Minnie.
Shut up. Stranger, I... Mass.
Oh, please don't be alarmed, Mrs. Watterson. As soon as our horses are finished, we'll leave.
Oh, you needn't leave. I got nothing to fear from masked crooks. Got nothing to steal. Judd King ain't sent you, has he?
I asked him that. He never heard of King.
That crooked sidewinder. Now, there's a crook.
He is?
Crooked as they come. Smart enough to stay out of jail.
If I had my way...
Baldy, you go and find Luke. Get the brandy in them doggies that just brought in.
Yes, Minnie. But I was thinking... If this gent wants to rob
somebody...
Darn sharp way of talking to a man that ain't drawn pay for 6 months.
All day.
I'm a-going. Jumping shooting bugs, I don't know why I let you talk.
Poor old fool. It's hard to be broken if I spoke kindly to him. He'd think I was letting down on account of Judd King.
What has King done?
Step inside, out the sun. Bring the redskin with you. It ain't often I get the chance to talk to strangers. Come on. I tell you how King has grabbed up ranches around here.
Come on, Tonto. We'll go inside for a few minutes.
Well, better me wait here. Watch horses.
Very well. I want to hear more about Judge King.
Look, ain't no sense in hurrying to get these critters branded. Ain't going to be ours for very long, anyhow.
What do you mean by that, Baldy?
Oh, shucks. Jed King will have his spread before the season's out.
Yeah, then we'll both be out on a job. Can't you think of something pleasant for a change? Who's the pilgrims over by the house?
Oh, masked man and Injun wanting water.
Maybe come from King's place to size this outfit up.
She's not.
What makes you think King will persuade Minnie to sell out?
King wants his outfit mighty bad. He'll find a way to get it.
This is a busy day. There's another rider bearing down this way.
Yep. Looks like he's come to see us instead of Minnie.
That's Red Bernard. He's one of Judd King's men.
Sure enough.
Ho, there. Hi there, gents.
Any time a lazy K-Wally calls us gents is something that's being wanted.
Steady, boy. Any man's a gent to me till he proves he ain't. You two ain't got paid frequent, have you?
How'd you know?
Kind of county ain't been into town on Saturday evenings. That's the first reason. Second is Minnie Watterson ain't got no cash. We heard that she's wore out her credit at the store.
Seems like women ain't the only ones that gossips, don't it, Baldy?
Sure does.
You boys are right quick on the comeback. How'd you like steady jobs at good pay? Cash on the line every month.
Got steady jobs right here.
Yeah, for no pay.
Well, we're satisfied.
Well, look here, Red. What's the reason for this here call? Judd King sent you?
Yeah.
That's what I figured. You wouldn't come here otherwise.
He's good, boss. Pays regular and top wages, too. Says he'd like to hire you two.
Yeah. Figured to get us away from Minnie, huh?
He figures to buy Minnie out anyhow, so he'll still be working here.
This place ain't for sale. So how can King buy it?
I guess Minnie will sell. She can't get the cattle to market.
Just what are you hinting at?
Well, two old gents like you wouldn't stand much chance of getting the critters to the railroad. All Judd King's men stood in the way, would you?
Baldy, don't that sound something like a threat to you?
Look, it done sure does.
And when folks come here and begin making threats...
Red, Judd King wants his here land on account of the waters on it. Ain't that so?
Well?
Maybe he ain't had samples of that water recent. Better you should take some to him.
That's the ticket, Baldy?
Yeah, the trough I built. Luke?
Just so.
Hey, what are you doing?
Grab a hold.
Let me down.
Take a good hold of his feet, Luke.
I don't blow your heads off for this. Let me go. Put me down, plaster. I'll get square with you. And don't toss me in that trough. Don't do it. I can't swim.
Yeah, you needn't swim. Trough ain't big enough for that.
I'll shoot the two of you.
Not till you dry out your cartridges. Let it go, Luke.
Hell, there. I'll get square for this. I'll see Judd King. Wait till I tell him, I'll show you.
At dusk, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were camped near the MW ranch. The masked man told about his visit with the courageous woman.
She's had a struggle, Tonto. Judd King has managed to get many ranches, but he hasn't gotten the MW.
Well, maybe him pay good price for it.
No, he's offering only about a tenth of what the ranch is worth.
Oh. There's plenty good water on MW. Maybe that's why King wanted.
It is. If he controls the MW, he'll control all the water in the valley. He can fence it, divert it from the ranchers to the south.
Oh.
Cut off the streams and the water holes to the south will dry up.
And then cattle die.
Yes, that's right. And Judd King can extend his land grabbing to the south. He'll be able to get those ranches for practically nothing.
Why him want so much land?
Power. He's almost insane with a desire for power.
That's plenty strange.
Sometimes men get more money and land than they can use. And there's nothing left for them to go after but power. They want to feel that they're bigger than anyone else. Minnie Watterson must hang on to her ranch, Tonto. For the protection of the land south of here.
And what we do?
I've been trying to think of what can be done. I don't know what Judd King's plans are.
Maybe Tonto find out, huh?
We could learn what he's planning to do. We might be able to help that woman.
Tonto go to Lazy K.
We might be able to learn something.
You start now.
While you're over there, I'll see what I can learn about the ranchers to the south. Here, Silver. We'll meet again first thing in the morning. Said a big fella. One, Silver!
Now, Baldy, I asked you and Luke to come into the house because we got to hold a council of war concerning that ornery, land-grabbing, no-account pokehead named Judd King.
Sure enough, we should have been him that come to see us instead of Red Bernard.
Yeah, we'd have held his head under the water if it had been. By ginger, I'd like to get the chance to pinch his neck.
Pinch his neck?
Yeah. With both hands, squeezing sort of, real hard.
Never mind talking nonsense. We've got to think up some way to get the cattle to the market. How's it to be done?
Gosh, I ain't no ideas.
Red dropped a hint that King's going to try to stop us.
Sure he will. Then we won't be able to sell our stock. Won't get no cash, won't have no more credit at the store. Oh, and I can sell out a King or starve to death. How many men has Judd King got in his payroll?
20 or 30.
Plenty to keep us from getting through the valley.
Yep, more than enough.
And three of us.
Oh, gosh, Miss Watterson. Looks to me like that coyote has us licked.
In the meantime, Judd King held a meeting with some of his men. Red Barnard was still mad about the way he'd been treated by old Baldy and Luke.
Soused me in the drinking trough, that's what them two done. I'll consider it a personal favor, boss, if you'd let me be the one to throw gun lead at him.
No, Red. We're not going to kill anyone. That's against the law. We mustn't break the law.
Yeah, we tried every legal way to get the MW. What else can we do?
Benny's cattle has to be driven through the valley to the railroad. Isn't that right?
Yeah. If we have men in the hills on each side of the valley, we can wipe them out. Maybe a couple of stray shots to connect with Baldy and Luke.
If that happens, I'll hold you to blame, Red, and I'll be the one to string you up. There's to be no murder. No gunplay of any sort.
How on thunder can we stop the MW cattle without gunplay?
Or without breaking the law?
I'll tell you how we'll stop the cattle and break Minnie Watterson. We've got a lot of livestock that won't be shipped for some time.
Yeah, all that cult stock that's underweight.
What all that stock herded into the valley?
The valley?
There's only one. The valley that the MW stock is to go through to reach the railroad.
Yeah, but what's the idea?
We've cattle enough to block that valley. MW cattle can't get through.
Hey, there's an idea that's a humdinger.
Men's cattle can't fly over ours and can't crawl under.
Well, not a chance of it.
They can't go through the mountains. They'd break their legs and get strayed or lost. Wouldn't have a chance, would they?
Not a chance.
Why, none in the world, boss. All right, Ginger, that's a scheme that'll work.
With only two men, Minnie can't get through the valley.
Well, not if she had a dozen men, she couldn't.
Not two dozen
men. Hey, boss,
men.
Boss. Keep talking like you didn't notice nothing. There's an Indian peeking in the window.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now, to continue our story, Red Barnard, who faced the window while Judd King outlined a plan to get the MW ranch, saw Tonto was listening outside.
Keep talking. I'll slip outside and grab him.
I'll help keep talking. Yes, sir, boss. That's a scheme that'll work first rate. That's what we'll do.
You take charge, then. I'll leave it all to you.
Stand where you are, Redskin.
All right.
Stop!
Get him up, scum!
Come back here!
Did you get him, Red?
No, confound it. I missed him.
When Tonto met the Lone Ranger early the next morning, he explained the plans that were underway. The masked mystery rider listened and nodded slowly. Then he mounted his white stallion and rode away. Meanwhile, Minnie herself took to the saddle and helped her two faithful old cowmen herd the cattle for the drive through the valley.
Fetch the donkeys along, too. We're going to sell everything. Make it as fast as you can. There ain't any more time is needed. If we don't get to the railway on time, the train ain't going to wait for us.
Crafty, stubborn critters, get along there.
Close here, Baldy. We got them hurting.
I'll ride behind. Each of you men ride a wing.
Come on.
I declare them dogs is more good than you men. Get over on the wing and get ahead of me. I'll fetch up the rear and ride up the laggards. Granted, if I get my cash out from these critters, I'm going to make it up to them two faithful old galoots for sticking with me like the hare.
Oh, fella. Oh, fella. Me help you?
Huh? Why, it's the engine.
You want me help drive cattle?
Sakes alive, I could use a dozen men. But I can't pay nothing.
Oh, me not want pay. Me help you.
Oh, I've got to ride now. You feel like riding along? Come on. Good going.
Get him up, Scout.
Tonto rode at Minnie's side as the cattle left the MW ranch and headed toward the valley. The old woman knew that Judd King would try in some way to keep her stock from reaching the railroad.
He's ornery enough to have men in the mountains to spray my cows with lead.
No, him not do that.
You talk as if you know.
Me know.
You do?
Me know what King do.
What?
Well, him fetch his cattle to valley. Put them there to graze.
Huh?
That stop your cows.
Well, of all the doggone it, Injun, I didn't think of that. It will, though. We can't get our critters past this if he plugs the valley. Valley's too narrow.
That's right.
But I can't have the law on him for grazing cattle in the valley. Valley's part of the open range. I could graze my own steers there if I wanted to.
Are you not worried?
Oh, drat it all. Now I won't get to the station. Ain't a chance. I'm licked. I ain't got one chance in a million.
While Tonto helped Minnie and the two old men run the cattle down the trail toward the railroad, the Lone Ranger reined up at a ranch house some distance away.
Oh, Silver, how about you?
Blast. Your name Brady?
What if it is? Who are you and what do you want?
Steady, big fella. Brady, every rancher in this section is in danger.
What?
Judd King's going to cut off the water supply.
King? Well, he can't do that.
He can and he will. And you'll have to abandon your property. Without water, this land will be worthless. King can get it for practically nothing.
Well, streams of Fred from the Many Waters Ranch.
Judd King's going to own it.
Well, not while Minnie Watterson's alive, he ain't.
Yes, but he is. Now listen to me.
As the Lone Ranger explained the situation, his convincing manner removed the suspicions that had been brought to Brady's mind by the mask. Brady nodded frequently, and a dark scowl appeared on his face.
You're sure of what you told me?
You can prove it for yourself.
I'll do it.
How many men do you hire?
Seven.
Not enough.
I'll get Sam Hawkins. He has five men.
Oh, who else?
Six on the raft to J.
I'll go there. We'll need more.
Now listen, come inside for a minute, and I'll make a list of the ranches that have to be told about Judd King's plan.
Right.
A few moments later, the masked man came from Brady's house, leaped to the saddle, and shouted,
"Come on, Silver!"
Hey, Minnie! Look at what's ahead of us. Old doggone fella is packed with cattle.
I can see it. I ain't blind.
Oh, with a lazy cave rag.
Judd, stop here!
About the foreman. Hey, you ornery snake, you!
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Keep your stock out of our way.
We got it grazed here. I'm sorry if you can't get past.
Howdy, Baldy. How's that trough over to your place?
Oh, Hunter. You should know you drank enough out of it. Get these long horns out of the valley and let us get past.
Well, now, ain't that just too bad? You can't get past, can you?
You know blame well we can't.
Well, there ain't nothing to do but turn back, is it?
Yeah, this is all a scheme to keep us from getting to the station.
Aw, sakes, ain't you the smart? How do you ever guess that, Red? Will you tell me?
How long do you aim to stay there?
Oh, we got to take considerable time, Miss Watterson. Got to stay here till the critter's fatten up a mite.
He won't get fat grazing here.
May take a powerful long time.
Let us get past, won't you?
I'm sorry, ma'am. We got to fatten up the herd.
Take it to one side.
Well, it's a shame we ain't more men here. Or maybe we could do it. We ain't got only us two to sort of stand watch on the herd. We wouldn't be able to move it, you see.
You say there's just the two of you?
Well, there's a couple more with rifles in the hill. Sort of stop anyone from getting handy with a six-gun.
Hey.
Savvy?
King don't forget a thing, does he?
He got rich by remembering things.
Well, maybe you could drive your cows through the mountain.
You know, blame well we can.
One, two, one, old fellow.
Look, there come Friend.
The masked man.
And fine time for him to come.
Oh, Silver, oh. Got it easy, big fella. Mrs. Watterson, your cattle seems to be blocked in the valley.
Now, that's a smart observation.
Drive it ahead and force the other cattle out.
Yeah? And who's to do that driving?
This woman would be within her rights. You know enough of range law to know that.
But hell, Sam Hill, can we do it? Ain't but us two, you and the engine and Miss Watterson.
Not enough to drive both herds ahead,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, dread it. Can't you see there ain't?
I thought there might not be.
What you getting at?
A lot of men to the south, Minnie, who don't want you to sell out to Judd King.
Yeah, what do you aim to do about it?
Me? I'm not going to do anything. There's a man below called Brady, Jim Brady. You heard of him?
Heard of him? I see him. That's him riding down from the side of the hill where you come from.
Good. Perhaps he can help you.
Brady's a good man.
What's he doing here?
Oh,
six alive. If he keeps on, we'll have a dozen of us. Maybe there'll be half a chance of driving cattle.
Everything's ready. Good. Whenever you give the word.
What word?
Brady, what are you doing here?
Aiming to help you sell cattle, Minnie, that's all.
Oh, don't savvy.
How many men are needed to drive both herds ahead and out of the valley?
Oh, 20 or more.
How many men have you, Brady?
42.
What? 42?
Is this a joke?
It's no joke.
What are you talking about, 42 men?
Now, see here, you can't move Lazy K cattle.
Look here, Brady, do you mean to tell me there's 20 of men here?
Every rancher to the south is in them hills, Minnie, waiting for word for me to ride down and herd them cattle through the valley.
All right, look, get ready.
Yeah, what's going on?
Why, you can't move the cattle. It'll get strayed on the side of the valley.
We can't keep it herded on the plain beyond the valley.
That's too doggone bad. Here goes the signal.
You can't do this. Stop them, men. Don't move our cattle.
They're coming. They're herding King's cattle.
From both sides of the valley, hard-riding herders closed in on the cattle and began the drive out of the valley. Minnie could hardly believe her eyes. She saw the lazy K-men screaming complaints and trying to prevent the running of the longhorns and cows into the open plain beyond. But they were helpless against the thundering herd.
We can't stop them, Red.
King will fire us for this.
They're in the plain. They're spreading out. Take a week to round them up again.
Keep the MW cows close together.
Drive them to the lake.
Why, Luke, ain't this a whopping big day? Look at the lazy K stuff running wild in all directions.
And look at Brady and his barge heading our stuff for the station.
Yippee!
Get along there, critters. Get along.
Come on, move it.
It was late afternoon of the following day. Minnie Watterson came from the house as Judd King, accompanied by Red Bernard, rode up and dismounted. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. What are you doing here, King?
You scattered my herd. I'm going to have the law on you.
Hey, Luke, come on, we got visitors.
You can't get away with it.
Mr. King's cattle scattered all over the plain.
Well, what in thunder did you expect?
It ain't our fault if Red couldn't keep his stock from running wild.
I have legal rights.
Oh, what's that about legal rights?
That's the masked man.
What?
He was with Brady and the others, and so was that Indian.
King, don't talk about legal rights. Mrs. Watterson has a legal right to drive your stock out of the valley ahead of her own.
Who are you?
He's my friend.
I came here to warn you, King.
To warn me?
Doggone right.
Brady has organized all the men south of here.
Organized them?
Well, King ain't so proddy when he's talking to the masked man.
They intend to make sure that Mrs. Watterson holds this land and retains control of many waters.
Hey, it's a conspiracy against me.
It's a conspiracy to protect the ranches you'd like to destroy.
And by the jumping June bugs, if you try any more schemes, me and Luke will go tell Brady. Every one of the men south of here will come on the dead run to put you in your place.
Get off this land pronto. You're trespassing where you ain't wanted.
Minnie, now listen to me.
Luke, I reckon Red must have told King about that watering trough I built.
Who?
Maybe King will like a drink.
Say, that's a smart idea. Yeah,
they'll do it. They ain't fooling.
Come on, Luke.
No. Come on.
Get out of there. Oh, look at them.
I reckon King ain't as fond of the water in this place as he made out.
Boy, this is the greatest day I've seen in many a year.
Well, there's a man to thank. That masked man.
Benny. I waited to give you a message from Brady.
Was it true about the men getting organized?
Yes. They didn't realize that you needed help.
Oh, I ain't never been one to ask for help.
But Brady wants you to know that one word from you will bring all the help you need at any time.
Gosh, that's downright fine. I guess I never knew what friends was for.
Jumping June bugs, we're all set now. Got our cattle in the market and cash money in our pockets. We're all set.
Thanks to you, masked man.
Steady, Silver. I'll see you again.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
Come, Silver!
Oh, gosh, boys. If one of you two rannies could be more like that man.
I'm Silver!
Thank you.
have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.